We're back with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette, and I appreciate some more of your time, man.
No problem, Adam.
Had a great river report with you earlier in the hour, talking a lot of aggressive steelhead still, a few browns, even some that are spawned out and drop back and just munching away. So good stuff with hot tips on flies, hardware, jigs, all kinds of good stuff. If you missed it, hop on our Facebook page. It will be posted here in the next day or so, and you can catch back up and hear part one if you missed it earlier this hour. All right, as promised, let's talk about the river mouths. I'm still getting good reports from river mouth fishermen, but it sounds like the rivers have gotten better than the mouths. Is that the case in what you're hearing and seeing?
Well, I don't think the river mouths are really going to taper off all that much. I think there's quite a few coho out there still. Of course, there's definitely more steelhead in Big Lake than there is in the rivers, as usual. I wouldn't give up on the mouths yet, but a lot of the focus has been hitting the rivers. You know, the water is down a little bit. The fish are pretty darn easy to find if you're willing to walk. A lot of really nice fish are being caught out in the Big Lake, though. You know, you can get a mixed bag of Lakers, Coasters, Whitefish, Menominee, Splake. And of course, the steelhead, cohos, browns. I've heard of a few kings being caught.
Wow.
You know, if you don't want to hit the river mouths, the breakwalls are a great option. You know, you just want to go out there when it's not too nasty, and you'll probably get into quite a few fish.
So let's go back to what you just said about fishing out on the lake, too, not just in the river mouths. So you're telling me you're getting reports from people that are actually still out in boats?
Oh, I'm talking about mostly people just shore casting.
Okay.
You know, east or west of town, there's plenty of places to go, and, you know, even some in town. You know, those Lakers are in close this time of year.
Right, right. And have you heard anything that's been working better on the lake itself?
Oh, we're selling a lot of Castmasters, Cleos. Main thing, same as last week, is big maps are flying off the shelves. Orange and Fire Tiger seem to be the most popular.
Wow, and I would imagine you're fishing them as big as you can, right? Fours, fives, what?
Mostly fives. They're not picky out there. Even a little coho is going to smack a five.
Right. Excellent tip right there. All right, let's go back to the breakwall now. I was still getting some reports from breakwall fishermen doing pretty consistent, but I wouldn't say it's on fire.
The only thing out there that's been consistent, it seems like, is the Menominee. That's pretty typical for this time of year, but guys are putting a hurting on those.
I think Menominee are an underrated fish myself. I think they smoke up great. I think they bake great. They're a little bit oilier than, you know, some people like, but I like them a lot. I don't know about you.
They're very plentiful. I mean, pretty rare to go out there and not catch a few of those, even if you're not trying to get them. You know, guys that are looking more for Splake and Whitefish are just getting Menominee left and right.
Single eggs, waxworms, what's been working best?
Depends on who you talk to. We're selling a lot of both. You know, we just restocked on waxies today and been boiling single eggs like crazy. And just some guys don't like dealing with the eggs. And it's a little easier to just buy waxworms, I guess. I've always preferred eggs.
Nick at Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette, thank you so much for the good info, man.
No problem. We'll talk to you next time.
This is The Outdoor Show.